Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2. We're back on. We're back on to the My Wife Hates Me podcast from Hillsboro. The dog is here barking. Again, we're doing this on the Tascam recorder.
Why?
I don't know. The other one's not fixed yet. I don't know what the problem is, but this came out well enough, so, you know. Let's just do it on this until we fix the other one. That's all I can say. That's all I got to say is we'll do it on this until we fix the other one.
That's what you're going to say for the whole podcast?
That's what I'm going to say. We're going to do it on this one until... we didn't have any complaints from the last one, so I guess the sound was good enough.
Is the least... That's down on the list of complaints for people.
No, that's the main thing. Sound is the main thing in a podcast.
Is it?
Sound, then content, then...
What? Dogs barking?
Dogs, humor.
To me...
Carrying a message.
There's no dog barking, it's not even a podcast. That's how I feel.
Well, it's not our podcast, I'll tell you that. Let me get out some plugs. We'll get this thing rolling. We'll do our one Blue Apron ad at some point. Maybe we'll knock that out. Raina's leaving to go play with her friends. I don't like the fact that she's walking out alone.
What's wrong with that?
I don't care. What happens if some guy comes to you and says, "Hey, I got a puppy." Kick him in the balls.
Yes, that's our motto.
Is that your motto? Kick him in the balls.
Yeah.
No, come here for real. Let me ask you three questions, and then. What's that? All
right,
then let me ask you one. And okay, for real, on a real answer.
All right,
well, come here.
What is this, like child services?
Huh?
What is this, like child services?
No, it's like protecting my kid. Now, some guy comes along, right? For real. And very convincing, nice car. You know, he's wearing a suit, so he looks normal.
Just, no normal guy just wears a suit and is kind of like in his Ferrari and be like, "Hey girl, I'm in a suit, so you should come with me." Oh.
No, quit trying
can't
to be cute.
Back.
No, answer this and then you can leave. Someone pulls up in a suit. Who's that?
My friends.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Says, "Oh, your parents were in a car accident."
Uh-huh.
You don't know. You don't know. Your parents were in a car accident. I have to pick you up and take you to the hospital to meet them. What do you say? For real?
I don't know. Stop putting so much pressure on me. Gee,
no, come
say.
Here. See? Yeah. Oh, she's getting in the car.
What would you say to that?
Fuck off. Oh, bring him in. Bring him in. She's an ass.
Bring him in.
No, she closed the door and walked out. Thank you. Put him down. Come here, what do you say?
No, bye.
Goodbye. Hey, you know what? We don't have the smartest kid. Bonnie thinks she's smart. We had a discussion on the way home last night. Oh, me and her talk all the time. She knows so much. Right then, she couldn't answer a simple question. Your parents are in an accident.
I don't know what I would say. Let me go home and see where my parents are.
Well, you run. You run to a neighbor.
What if we really were in an accident?
Really? Does a strange guy in a car come along when after an accident? It's the accident guy?
You know, they always send a stranger to get the kids.
Yes. What if we... whatever. All right, let's get started. I'm already upset. Let me get this out of the way.
The thing is, you're like... It's like somehow my fault that she didn't answer correctly. You have every opportunity when you're hanging out with her.
I teach her all the time.
Well, then you're not teaching her good enough.
Yes, I am. I teach her all the time about stranger danger. Huh?
Did she know?
Oh, she was shy or in a rush going to play with her friends.
So she does know the answer.
If she gets snatched up today, we can't put this podcast out. Because people will go, see? Bad parents. She didn't have an answer. Right?
You're exhausting.
Well, I'm just...
Because when things don't work out, you're always like, but you have every opportunity to do whatever you want to do and pour that information into your kid.
I do all the time.
Well, then why are you getting mad at me like I did something wrong?
I didn't... Who's what's mad at you? I didn't once get mad at you. How was... This about you? How did you make this me getting mad at you? Are you that self-absorbed or that self-centered? I'm saying our kid does not have the right answers when a stranger comes along. That's all. So maybe you should step it up and teach her a little more.
See?
See what?
Why has it come to me?
Because yesterday in your car, you were saying how close and a bond you two have and how you talk about everything together. So, you know, I don't brag that we have such a bond like you brag. Like last night driving home, we tell each other everything. Do you tell her everything or she tells you everything?
I didn't say we tell each other everything. You said she tells me everything.
Okay, she tells you everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're right.
Believe me, I don't burden her with everything.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's great to know. Anyhow, look, this weekend, this Thursday, tomorrow... Through Sunday, I'll be at the Addison Improv. Also, April 13th at the Ice House in Pasadena. Get your tickets now. Go online. Ice House, Pasadena. And the 14th, Winston's in San Diego. The Ice House or Winston's. Get your tickets. I don't work in those areas. It's once in a blue moon. Take advantage of it. So that's April 13th at the Ice House in Pasadena, April 14th, Winston's in San Diego. The 15th, I'm doing a NA convention in San Diego on the 15th. So I'm filming some dates, you know, headed to LA, going to do the Ice House, play a little golf with some friends, head down to San Diego, visit the Callaway Center, and then... work that night at Winston's, then next night do the NA convention and head back home. I love going down to San Diego. What else? Oh, so much is behind the wall. Starting today, he's going to do it. He just somehow got all the space, freed up space or something. So 4 of my 5 CDs will be behind the wall. I'm killing here. Still Empty Inside, 141 IQ, and Rich Voss 5 will be behind the wall. There will be 2 or 3 Would You Bang'ems, some live podcasts, Eddie Pepp. There's going to be a lot behind the wall, so whatever you got to do. What is it? What was it, $1.99 or something a month, Bonnie, to go behind the wall?
Yeah.
What's it, $2? Is it? Was that it?
It's not about $2 to go behind the wall. It's... $2 to support your favorite podcast or ours.
Our podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool. All right, let's get going. Do you want to knock out this Blue Apron read, and then we'll just really
get... I didn't know we had to do it today.
Yeah, yeah, there it is.
Okay, guys. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and it certainly achieves that. It also it supports a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients and building a community of home chefs. This is a great thing. You go to the website and, you know, you just click on the kind of foods that you want to use in your cooking that you enjoy, and then it's going to send you some meals to make, and they're all, you know, completely... ready to go. There, you don't get any more than you need, so there's no waste. You get exactly what you need. And cooking together builds strong family bonds. I noticed that with my daughter. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often. And it's so easy to do. You just look at that recipe card and put it in, and it's fun, and then you got this amazing meal. Here's some of the upcoming meals: spinach and fresh mozzarella pizza with olives, bell peppers, and ricotta salata. Sweet and sour salmon with bok choy, carrot and ginger fried rice. Parmesan crusted chicken with creamy fettuccine and roasted broccoli. Baby broccoli and fontina paninis with hard-boiled egg and arugula salad. I mean, those sound like some high-end meals, man, that you're going to say you made yourself. Not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, so it's important to know where your food comes from. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Voss.
That's kind of crazy.
V-O-S. I know. It's like you might as well just try it. 3 free meals. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. We started doing it. We love it. We get those boxes all the time. It's exciting. You open it up.
Right.
Bada-bing, bada-boom.
I like it.
Mix and moo and doo-dee-doo.
I like it. It tastes good, but I don't know about exciting.
It's very exciting.
For you.
Well, it's exciting because I like making it with Raina. You know, you teach her some cooking stuff, and then she feels good about that she made it, you know? You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/Voss, V-O-S. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Yeah.
You like the way I say that ending? That's the part I like the best. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
You're pretty good at those reads. Like, that was a lot of stuff there.
And let me just say, I'm a little hungover today. When I say a little, I mean a lot. When I say a lot, I mean I got a headache that won't fucking quit.
It was
fun last night, though. I know you want to talk about it.
Listen, I'll talk about anything. You know, here's the problem. Here's the thing with this podcast. I always take control. I always got to, you know, I'm always steering the ship. You know, one time I was just like to sit back and Bonnie takes over and, hey, this is what happened last night. This is what I did.
I just started doing that and you cut me off to say how great you are.
I didn't say how great I am.
I steer the ship. I'm the captain. If it wasn't for me, we'd hit an iceberg and go down.
Yeah, well, here's me. I like to cook with my daughter. I like to teach her something.
Well,
if you want me
to go back to the old...
No, I'm saying...
What I call the AIDS reads?
No.
You want me
to
do that? Well, then don't make fun of the reads.
I'm not. You do them.
I...
Go ahead. Cover your mouth when you cough, please. Yeah, like that.
I don't like not being funny. You do.
I don't...
You enjoy it.
What, not being funny?
Yeah, you could talk all day. Okay. Let me do this out of order. But last night, there was a surprise party for me at the stand. And when the cake came out, 2 different cakes, by the way.
Yes,
put together. One regular, one vegan.
Yes.
And anyway, so I had to blow the candles. And then, normally I would make a speech. And as a joke, I said, actually, my husband would like to make the speech. And you jumped right in and made the speech.
But it was nice and sweet. And it
you
was...
and...
What?
No joke.
What do you mean, no joke?
I was like, listening to you go on, and in my head, I was like, there better be a fucking punchline at the end of this, bitch.
No, I just
And said... there wasn't... My wife is wonderful and funny, and I love her so much, and she deserves this.
Well, really? Sometimes I can't show my acting abilities.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I can't just
a
fucking...
Tear came down.
You know, show them
I
that.
Almost started going, boo, boo.
You know, you put me on the spot.
Yeah, it's a joke, and you... And grabbed at it.
I didn't grab at it. I just did real quick. You know, I love her. She's sweet, creative, good mom, good wife. Bada bing, bada boom. Eat some cake. And
well,
and all the girls melted when I said that. You know, the girls were like, God, I wish I had it.
There was a few girls that came up to me. He really loves you.
Ugh.
Oh, he really loves you. I was like, brother. They don't get how marriage works. Sometimes it's just fun to put on a little show for the people around you.
Well, I was setting up those girls for the future.
So when I die?
Or just take a vacation.
Mm.
Well, you went out of order, so go ahead.
Okay, so yesterday I went into the city early.
After you got your presents?
Oh, yeah, Rich got me a very nice purse.
Wait, really aren't they the guy that gets the worst presents on the planet?
I know, but you did really good. But you listened this time. I wanted a black...
No, you didn't tell me you wanted that.
I showed you a picture of it.
No, I got you that way before you did.
Well, but even still, what if you didn't? Like, why are you so
I know
concerned?
Because I know you.
And yeah, you I'm more... No, listen. I'm less proud of you... for happening to get the right thing than if you had listened to what I wanted and got it. Because that's been, you know, this hit and miss.
No, it's, you say I don't know you, but I do know you because I know what you like, and I got that without you telling me anything. So don't, you can't keep playing both sides of the fence. You can't find
What does that mean?
It means you're playing both sides of the fence.
No,
you've
I'm
heard
not.
That. You're a double agent towards
what, though?
Towards this marriage. Towards life in general.
It doesn't make sense in the context.
Well, whatever I'm trying to say is, I got you a great present because I know you before. I got it when I was in Vegas. And let me tell you
something. You did?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well.
At a high-end store.
Very nice.
High-end store because, all right. Now,
very simple, but well-made.
Well-made, very,
black.
Very nice. If I were lady,
and Kate Spade.
If I were to carry a pocketbook, that's the kind of pocketbook I would have.
Yeah, it is a little manly, but I like it, and it's perfect size. Anyway, so then I took that into New York with me.
Then went, met some guy at a hotel.
Went no.
Yeah, you went to a go ahead.
So I got a gift certificate from. A TV network. And do you think this is weird? They gave me a gift certificate for $150 at this spa. But when I went to the website, nothing at the spa, not one single treatment was less than $225. Well, like, wouldn't they look up for... It's like...
Had it laying
it's
around.
Like, that's like a scam. That's like a scam where they, you know, it's like... Here's, you know, you still have to shell out. Anyway, so I shelled out.
They probably had it laying around. It was somebody had it, was a gift. I don't know. It was a re-gift.
No, it wasn't a re-gift because it came on my email and it said so-and-so sent you this.
All right. Well, listen, they were nice enough to do it.
I know, but it's a little bit of a scam.
What, do you think that network has a deal with the fucking spa?
No, hey, but listen. I think, no, I really don't think it's actually a scam. But, I mean, that's the way scams work for places. They'll be
you
like,
can't play both sides of the fence on this either.
I don't think you should give a gift to some... It's like, why would I give you a portion of something? If you're going to give a gift, you give the gift. Go on the website. Look it up. Oh, cheapest thing, $225. Let's give her a $250 thing.
All right, go
or
ahead.
Or go to a different spa or get a different gift. You don't give $150 anyway.
Okay.
So, I had to come up with the remainder on my own.
and dog barking. This is a real podcast, folks. That's how you know. If you're listening to a podcast and you don't hear a barking, you're not listening to a real podcast. Okay, so then after the spa, I met you for sushi.
It's pretty good.
And you wouldn't eat.
No, I
you had a very little amount.
No, I had a spider roll. That have you ever been to a sushi restaurant and order a spider roll and you only get four pieces? It's always six, right? Then I had a spider roll.
Come on.
A spider roll, a rainbow roll, and two pieces of eel. Two
but
rolls.
But you ate it like lickety split.
No, because it's so easy. Like, I don't sit there and play with the fucking what's that stuff called? The
ginger.
Yeah, I don't play with that stuff and sit there and pretend, you know, with the fucking, you know, the chopsticks. Stop it. Stop it before I put you in your cage. And you be quiet, Allie. Get that one? I said stop before I put you in your cage. And you be quiet,
oh,
Allie.
Oh, I didn't get it. No,
you didn't hear it? You
no,
didn't hear that one?
I got a cage, folks. Ha ha, he's good.
You like that, didn't you? See how I slipped that in there?
He's good.
Oh, sometimes you think you're making a right turn, but you're making a left.
Hey, Allie.
Allie, stop it. Get this friggin' dog away from me. Anyhow, no place you go to only gives you four pieces.
All right, you always find something.
Yeah, but I didn't complain there because I didn't want to ruin your birthday in any way.
No, it was all written all over your face.
What was written all over my face? The four
your
pieces?
Your anger at the place.
No. It was, and the other roll was small. It was not a good place.
Who wants big sushi? Nobody wants big sushi. That's gross.
Are you kidding me? You want decent.
I hate big sushi. Ugh. Stop it.
All right, so go ahead. We went out to eat.
Stop.
We went out to eat, and then also, too, we weren't even going to go to New York on Bonnie's birthday. And I remember this on one of the other podcasts. She said, all I want to do is go to a movie and have dinner in town.
Yes, yes.
So then Bonnie says, you know what? Let's go to New York. Hold on. Let me wait till she's done rolling this booger. You done?
I'm not rolling any booger. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. Everybody thinks you're so, like, you're gross. And, like,
I'm not. Okay. Let me just clear it up. If I was, I would say.
What were you rolling in your fingers?
Nothing. I flicked my fingernail. I don't have anything in there. It's just
because it's on the floor.
No, there's nothing.
All right. Whatever. In my car. Just
stop it.
Okay. You're right. She doesn't do it in my car. You're right. What are you getting upset? You say you spent the whole last podcast saying I slobber and spit, and you drank and imitated me. Okay, so don't.
Well,
act.
Okay, but fine. That's true. What you're saying about me is pure lies.
Oh my god. So.
Why didn't you put that in your speech last night? She's a wonderful wife. She rolls boogers in my car.
We were at the stand, and
so Rich got us.
No. So Bonnie
secured us a babysitter and sets at the stand.
Yes, yeah, to go to New York.
Yeah,
Bonnie wanted to do some.
I thought it was going to be roast.
So did I.
That would have been fun.
Oh well, so we went to the stand. You got paid for the second set, and you didn't do it.
I got paid for the first set.
No, that
I
was a guest spot.
I did 10 minutes. I did a full set.
Oh, go ahead.
What?
Finish your story about the party.
I can't with the dog. It's driving me crazy. Stop.
Anyhow, so we went to the stand, and it was dead when we first got there. It was raining so hard.
So that was the only bad part of the whole day, was I got caught in the rain, so my hair like a nightmare. But then we went over to the stand, had a glass of wine, saw Janine, saw, what's his name again?
Brian Regan
was there. It was pretty fun. And then people that I knew started coming in, like Anya and Marina, and then...
Oh, Marina came in later.
Yeah. Then you told me. I invited some... Oh, Pete Lee.
Well, we put the food out.
Oh, yeah. Then the balloons went up, and that's when I started, something fishy going on here. So Rich put together a little surprise birthday party for me, and it was just a few people, and it was so fun.
It was more than a few. It was about 12.
Ellie, I'm going to kill you.
Stop it.
Stop. And then, I got had a bottle of wine. What's her face? Brought over a bottle of wine. Nobody else seemed to be drinking.
You drank that? You didn't drink a whole bottle.
Maybe except for like one or two glasses.
No. Yeah. Well, she did drink. You could tell she was drunk because she started when we went to the cellar, was hugging everybody.
I was really in a...
In her mayor mode.
In mayor mode.
Let me tell you something. Stop it. Stop it.
I didn't have any food. I didn't have any of the food.
Why not?
We'd already eaten. But then I knew that's why you didn't eat.
That's not why I didn't eat. I don't eat a lot of sushi when I'm in New York.
Then you were eating like a motherfucker.
No, I didn't. I only had a couple. No, I didn't. The shrimp, I ate a lot of those. They were good. And I had some macaroni. Their food is so good. What was I going to say? And then, hold on. I'm going to regroup and remember what I was going to say. It doesn't matter. So I ordered two cakes, and Adele, who's the manager, just helped.
She's the greatest. Really
she went and picked up the two cakes. A regular cake. A regular cake was $19, and it was a decent, nice cake. And then we got a vegan cake. Because Bonnie doesn't eat dairy, just so no dairy, a vegan cake. So the regular cake was 19. The vegan cake was $70. But the people were raving about how good it was. But it was $70 to put less ingredients in. That's kind of crazy.
Oh my God. Right? You're so right.
Why are you talking like that? What's wrong?
I don't know, because I'm tired.
$70.
I can't do this with Allie.
Then pick her up and put her in your lap and pet her like you do.
I can't get her. She won't.
Good girl. Come here. Good girl. Good girl. There. Good girl.
I'm going to go put her on the balcony.
You can't. She'll squeeze through that thing and we'll never see her again. We got to get hardwood floors now. We got to take up both of our carpets upstairs.
I know. It's like this dog has cost us.
This dog cost us a fortune. Stop. I really have to get rid of two rugs, two wall-to-wall carpet, and now put hardwood floors because I can't get her not to piss upstairs. We take her to the pad. We reward her when she pees on the pad. And it's just, if she wasn't so cute,
what is this?
I don't know. It's for you. It says Bonnie McFarlane. After the podcast, you could open it. Come on.
People like me opening things on the podcast.
They don't like you to open gifts.
Right.
No, go ahead. I want to see what's in it. I'll talk about other things, too. What else? I'm losing it. I'm forgetting what I was going to say again. All right. Should I throw some quick plugs out?
Yeah, throw some plugs
Plugs out. Yes, we can. It's a great podcast. It's one of the better ones. People like it. What is it? Another gift? Who's it from? Lindsay, I bet.
Oh, it's Kate Connor.
She sent you a gift?
Yeah.
Oh, it's woman crap. I could see it on the side. Evita. Evita, I love the play, too. Evita, what is it? Oh. Look at that, lotion. Like
foot relief.
Oh, look at that. Somebody else goes to Walgreens.
No, this is Vita. This is nice. It's in a nice box. Come on.
What do you...
It's a hair product.
When I got you that for...
Look.
What holiday?
First of all, look what it's in this nicely wrapped box. It's very cool.
It's very nice.
And this is not... Feel it. It's different.
Go ahead.
It's not. I know.
Got you.
It'd be like if I thought all cars looked the same. It's not the same.
Oh, they called about your car. So we're still working on it.
I broke down in the tunnel. Like I was crying. No, I mean I broke down.
Her car.
But then I got to start again. Thank God. But that was a scary motherfucking moment.
To break down in the tunnel. Holy fuck.
Girl.
I think it's like $500 to get towed out of the tunnel.
You've been passing that information now. I heard you say to everyone. So I hope it's true.
I hope it's true, too, because I don't want to put out lies. We're at 28 minutes. We're going to do 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes.
Because I have to head out to New York.
10 more minutes. But there's got to be something else that's happening. Should we talk about your birthday party?
No.
Why?
It's too early.
Well, we can mention we're putting together something pretty big.
Yeah, we're going to have a big roast at the Village Underground.
Get out of here, dog.
June 26th, we're going to have a big, big roast. We're not telling you who's on it yet. We're not going to say who's on it, but there's going to be only a certain amount of tickets that will be
very limited.
You know.
It might be on the website.
I don't know. It might be on their website already.
So June 26th. We should tell our fans first.
Oh, yeah. We'll let our fans know first.
So go to the Village Underground website.
If it's there, get your tickets now.
Because it's very limited, and we're only giving away a certain amount of tickets just selling enough tickets to pay for the event, and all the rest of the seats are going to be friends, comedians, industry. So you're going to be at a very exclusive thing if you do get it. And it's
going to be like an old-time roast from back in the day.
Yeah, except without the cigarette smoke.
Without the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I want to talk about?
But it's good. It's Bobby Kelly.
Don't commit. You know, we
Jim
can't
Norton.
Tell.
Jim Norton. Why?
Yeah, because what? Subject.
Subject to change, but they've all confirmed. So.
Colin
Quinn. I think we should put Big J on the roast. Why not? Just put him on it.
Why?
Because he's great. He's a friend of ours. We want him on it somehow. And so what? It's just one more person.
I thought we're putting on a girl.
And we'll put on another girl too.
Well, it depends. We can't have 10 people up there. It'll take forever.
No, I know, but it's not that many. I'm gonna keep it super short. I'm not doing any time.
You're the host. You gotta keep it together.
I know I'm the roastmaster, but I'm just gonna come out, do a couple of jokes, and
do you want me to host it?
No. You can't host your own roast, you dumb.
Oh, thank you. I knew that. Oh, this dog is driving me fucking nuts.
Stop, Allie. Enough.
Sit. You don't even know how to sit. Look at you. Sit.
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 Look at that. The dog is, I'm telling you, it's the cutest dog on the planet. If you've seen this dog, it's the dumbest dog I've ever...
She's not dumb. She's not trained.
Dumb. You can't get any dumber than this dog. She doesn't even know how to sit. I'm telling you, this is...
Have you ever taught her to sit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, then you didn't do a good job.
I taught her. She's dumb. She knew how to do it, and now she stopped again. I mean, you know, it's a Yorkie, so it probably has a small brain. That's probably why. Look at her little head, little body. So her brain has got to be small. So, you know, she does have that excuse going for her. Where'd you get that bracelet?
Raina made it for me.
That's beautiful. For your birthday?
No, I've had it on for months now. I gotta take it off. It's like...
Why don't you read the card, Raina?
Well, because the facialist, they gave me a massage, and so I was supposed to take all my jewelry off, but I couldn't obviously get this thing off. And then I was thinking, oh, she knows it's my daughter. Made it. Like, why else would I be wearing it? I'm sure... Then I was like, what if she asked me how old Raina is? And I started thinking, I have to say 5.
Why?
Because, like, if a 9-year-old made that, it's pretty shitty.
Well, we went to the gym the other day, and they wouldn't let her in or sit there. They go,
yeah, they say the kids weren't allowed to sit there and wait for the parents unless they were 13. So we both, without blinking an eye, were like, she's 13.
She's 13.
They knew we were lying. They go, does she have ID? We're like, kids don't have ID.
Kids don't carry ID.
They were like... flummoxed by us because we were both just purely lying to their faces and they know
that. Complete lying.
Brain was like this over the counter.
She's very...
Can I award 50 rolls?
She was a preemie.
Yeah.
13. Well, I mean, that's Planet Fitness won't let kids go. Or, you know, there's 3 tables out by the window and I see kids sitting there before, or at least my kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
I've seen kids there before. And look, you know...
They're all over 13.
We're pretty big in this town. You know, we should get...
if people know who we are, I guarantee you they're like, if anyone chit-chats about, like, you know that comedian Rich Voss? Yeah, he lives here. Well, him and his wife are real fucking dicks, man. It has to be. I mean, every restaurant we go into, you say something or do something or, you know, you're yelling at people all the time, taking stuff back. I'm sure you were having a moment with the people at Walmart when they wouldn't take that racket back.
No, I got upset. I go.
Yes, and it's not like I said. I wasn't 100% sure if I bought it there.
Well, where do you else we?
I don't know. It's from literally 3 or 4 years
ago. No, it's brand new.
And so I put it in that closet because I thought
it's brand new. It's a year old. It's a brand new tennis racket.
Yes, it's not out of its package, but it is old because it has to be from when Raina was like 5 or something. Because
no.
Yes, because I went and bought her a racket, but then because she lost hers, but then we found hers.
Then why didn't you return it right then?
Because I thought I'd give it as a gift to some kid. There's birthday parties, and then I forgot that I had it. And then you decided, like, well, I'm going to take this back.
I just saw it there. I go, well, let's take it back.
Wait. Right. So you take it back to Walmart. Fine. I don't care. Go ahead. But then I was like, I told you before, I don't know for sure it's from Walmart.
Well, it's either we bought a Walmart or Target.
Okay, yes. But then I'm sure when they wouldn't take it back, you were like, well, it's from here. I bought it here. You were having a moment with them.
No, I just said.
You're getting angry at them, and they're like, yes. There's nothing I can do. It's not in the system.
Yeah. People, they go, do you have a receipt? You don't save your receipt from everything you buy in life.
Man, you don't get to take everything you buy in life back either.
It's never
been. 4 years later.
Well, I don't think it's 4 years old. I thought it's like a year.
It isn't, Rich. I know when I bought it.
Don't get mad because you made a mistake buying the wrong racket. Or you didn't return it when you were supposed to. But just give it to one of the kids in the neighborhood.
That's what I was going to do.
Well, you didn't do that either.
It's for a kid 5 or under, so I have to wait until somebody has a kid, and then I can give it to them.
Really? You're going to sit on that racket until somebody, you know, has. We got to find somebody that has a little kid, 5 or under, and give them a racket.
I'll give it to Lindsay.
How old? Their kids don't play tennis. They think you give them the worst gifts. They give you the best gifts, and you send them robot arms that has 1,000 pieces to put together. What?
I didn't know that he was not good at stuff like that.
Oh, well. You're a sweet girl to do that. It is sweet. It is nice. You do look out for people. You know, you always send flowers. You always, you know, you do a lot of nice things, but you're stupid in a lot of ways too, right? But I think as you get...
You know, some people get upset that you would call me stupid, but I don't get upset. I find it charming.
Why?
Well, when an idiot calls you stupid, it's like there's something funny and ironic about it. I know it's too much for you to understand, but I'm amused by it. There's not one part of me when you call me stupid that thinks I'm stupid. Like, there's not one part of you that chips away at it or anything like that.
Bonnie was trying to trash my ring last night. Everybody liked it. Everybody likes my new ring. They're like, whoa, that's beautiful, that's nice. And Bonnie's like, first of all, when the first guy, when Yana said, oh, he liked it, like, he was kind of fucking around how he liked it. But then people were like, you know, they come in and Bonnie goes, look at that ring. And they go, wow, that's beautiful. And you had to see how Bonnie, you know, was shattered. Because her taste, Bonnie doesn't have sometimes good taste in things.
It looks like.
Because she's from Canada.
You know those, like, cartoon, when, like, they finally find the treasure and they open up the treasure and all that jewel and gold is like coming out. That's what that looks like. It looks like an open treasure box from like a cartoon that's sitting on your finger.
Something from a pirate ship?
It's so ornate and gaudy.
No, it isn't. What is she ready to do? She's up to no good, this dog. She's walking around. She's going to poop in the kitchen. She's going to do something because... She has a little brain. That's the problem.
Even she doesn't care when you call her stupid.
Because she has a little brain.
It's a problem for you. You understand that, right?
What? She's got to know she's stupid. She is smart. She knows when I'm mad. Because if she pees somewhere, I'll go, Allie. And boom, she's gone. Takes off.
Do you do it with that voice? Because I don't think I've ever heard that voice come out of you before. Allie?
Yep.
No, this is you. God damn it. Jesus Christ. It's a fucking dog.
Yeah, it's because it pisses. Only on the third piss of the day. Like, she'll... What did she do the other day? Like, she had every opportunity to go downstairs on a pad. Then I brought her upstairs and she goes, let me piss in front of him.
Oh, well. I know, then sometimes she tries to get a treat from it. She still doesn't get that the treats only come on the pad or outside.
Yeah, she's stupid. But she's got a little brain, so. All right, what else? I guess we're going to have to wrap this one up soon. We're at 40 minutes. This didn't stink.
We sometimes will go on a roll and we'll get like two or three in a row that are good.
Yeah.
But we've been on a downward spiral.
No, last week was good.
Last week's?
Yeah.
Yuck.
It was good. South by South. We talked about South by Southwest. We didn't really have a lot to talk about this time. This weekend, Thursday through Sunday, the Addison Improv. Then April 13th, the Ice House, Pasadena. Go online, get your tickets. And April 14th, Winston's in San Diego. We're going to look at, they're not all fucking gems. You know, sometimes you'll turn on the radio, you'll turn on Stern, and it's great. And then they have like a half an hour, 40 minutes of just talk. You know what I mean? That's what we have right now. We're just, you know, we're kind of beaten down from last night. It was a long night. We got home late.
What time did you get home? Like 3:30?
I don't know, but I got up and I played golf today. I'm fucking exhausted. I got to
drive back. Just fell asleep at Raina's bed.
I got to drive back to New York. Look it, we're done. You have anything you want to plug?
God, you're the worst.
What do you mean, am I the worst? Why?
You just are.
How am I the worst?
I don't know. You're acting like they want you to stick around. Well, like, hey, folks, I'm sorry. No. We're tired, okay? No, we don't want to do anymore. I said enough. Come on, turn it off. Leave us alone. We've got stuff to do. Don't you see? We're hardworking people. I golfed all day. I'm tired.
Yeah.
No, no more. Turn around. Let us go.
What would he call this? Both sides of the fence? That's what we're going to call this one.
Oh, I think that they get excited when they hear the...
The title?
They see the title, and then later they can hear us coming up with it on the podcast. That's a real treat. That's a real treat for the people.
You're getting a little blister on your lip. What is
You're
that?
You're getting a real fucking fist on your lip.
Whoa! She made a fist, too.
Casey didn't know what I was talking about. Has got a fist.
All right. Anything you want to say or plug or anybody you want
to
talk to?
Thank you very much for...
For what?
Asking people to come to the stand on your way into the city last night.
You think I just put it together last night? You think I put that whole big thing together in one night? Huh? You can't do anything right in Bonnie's eyes. Perfect gift. Perfect party.
Oh, my God, Rich. How many times? Here we go again.
Oh, wait a second.
How many times did I say thank you for all of it? The
twice.
Gift? Really?
Well, three or four times. I don't know. Your ring is so small. It's so fucking small. It just looks like you look like a poor person. Oh, look at the trailer park girl got married.
What is that? That's like embarrassing.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It's like, Vinny, come here. No. I hit you with this hand, man. You'd never survive.
That's like
you know what I'm saying?
It's like you met your husband at fucking Wawa or something.
I like it.
Oh, my God. It's got a lot of diamonds in it. It's so small. Oh, whatever. You know, to each their own. That's what I say. You know, live and let live. That's what I say. Live and let live. You know what I mean by that? Live and let live?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You done?
I'm done.
Are you done?
I'm done. Are they done? Sorry. No, we've got to go.
But go behind the wall. You'll find some good stuff there.
Buck 99.
Bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.